Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to talk Atlantic football with head coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Chris, thank you, and thank you to KJN for covering our football squad.
Well, we'll start off looking back at last week. You guys went on the road, picked up another nice victory, made some big plays late in the ball game to be able to secure the win, and sound like your team, again, played a pretty good overall game.
Yeah, you know, the conditions weren't the greatest as far as, you know, well, rain all week, but it was misty and a little bit rainy on Friday night. So we got our run game going. That was good to see. And our defense came on in that second half. So those were two critical areas for us considering the conditions.
Well, obviously a big part of taking a step forward has been getting that run game going here these last two games, and the offense has started to come along with that a little bit. Do you feel like that run game has helped start to open other things up as well?
Yeah, definitely. And this week, though, our focus has been more of developing our pass game. We know as we proceed down and try to make our way into the playoffs that we're going to have to convert on third and longs, and that's going to probably be out of the air. So we've worked this week on our pass game. That doesn't mean we're abandoning the run game by any means, but we've got to put the ball in the air a little bit more.
Maybe even more impressive than the offense starting to come along a little bit. And, of course, that's the numbers that everybody likes to see and look at is the other side of the ball. Your defense the last 2 weeks when it's come down to crunch time and needing to make a big play, they've come up with one to win the game.
Definitely, and we've talked about that all year. Those are the guys we're relying on. This week in practice, our defense, I thought, looked, again, really good. Offense at times struggled. We've got some guys in and out of the lineup due to some minor injuries. But, yeah, we hang our hat on our defense. And, you know, the first half last week, I don't think their tackling was above par by any means. But, boy, in the second half, as you mentioned, they put the clamps down and really, you know, put the squeeze on Greene County.
Well, and it has to be a little bit encouraging as well to see that some of those guys that have experience at the linebacker and secondary level are coming up with big plays. You got a couple of big turnovers late in that game last week that really helped out.
Yeah, you know, defense, 3 turnovers, and offense, 0 turnovers. You know, considering the conditions, wet, rainy, you know, offensively, we kind of thought, oh, we're going to probably cough the ball up a couple times. And so really playing just overall good team football, and that's just a credit to our defense and a credit to our backs of taking care of the football.
Well, you talked a little bit about this already, I guess, alluding to working on the passing game here this week. Any other kind of points of emphasis, things that you took away from that Greene County game that you wanted to improve this week?
No, just, you know, I think blocking till the whistle, you know, our O-line is really starting to come along, too. It's just, you know, that second level. We're getting a lot of runs of, you know, 5, 6, 7 yards. Now, if we can continue and block till the whistle, maybe we bust one and get a big play, something in the 40, 50, 60-yard category is what we're looking for now as we move forward. But overall, we're just going to continue to improve.
Well, it's something that was a little bit fun, I'm sure, for folks to see, and not something that coaching staffs want to sit around and brag about, but you did pull out a trick play last week that worked well for you, and that's a testament to the kids out there being able to, you know, properly execute plays like that.
Yeah, that's something that, I don't know, we dug out of our cookbook from 20 years ago when I was playing in college, but, you know, the kids have fun with it. The big thing about trick plays is, you know, it breaks up that monotony week to week of practice. So we try to add one. We don't always use it, but we try to add one each week in practice. And it just gives the kids something, a little bit of enthusiasm, a little bit of motivation to, you know, continue to work hard in practice. And, you know, when we have the right opportunity, we put it in the game.
Well, I'm sure that's something good to have year in and year out, but especially in a year like this where there's been a lot of negative news and a lot of negative things going on, it's good to just have a little fun.
Absolutely. You know, and that's really what we, you know, we sit down on Sunday nights as a coaching staff and kind of pool our thoughts together. And it's always, that's one of the things we always come up with is, hey, what can we put in this week that the kids will like and enjoy and everybody will have a little bit of fun with. And it only takes a couple minutes, so it's a good thing.
Well, and now you get to turn your attention here to another district opponent, a team that obviously you're very familiar with here in Clarinda. You've had some good close battles here the last few opportunities to play up against them. What have you seen from the Cardinals so far this season?
Well, they're just so physical up front. Their front five guys can really handle, some linemen. So that's going to be critical for us is, can we, stop them offensively from their penetration that they like to get? And then defensively, are we able to penetrate into their backfield and cause some disruption of their run game? That'll be a key matchup there. And for us, we talked a little bit. I think we're going to have to put the ball in the air a little bit. They're going to stop us, try to stop us running the football. So we need to mix it up and keep that balanced attack against them. I look forward to it being another tight game. Every district game this year I think is going to be tight, and this is no different. I really look for it to be physical.
Well, and that's something you also saw some big improvement here these last couple of weeks, especially maybe that jump from week one to week two, is that line play kind of stepping up, rising to the occasion. Of course, you got some players back fully healthy that helped out that cause as well. And yeah, here's a good, test against a team that has a strong front as well, and see who can go win that battle.
Yeah, certainly, no doubt. And our guys really have worked together well now here these last couple weeks up the line. And, we've maintained somewhat injury-free, too, some nicks and bruises here. But that's important. Those five guys working together as a team on that line, besides the 11 guys on the field, is so critical. This week's going to be no different. We're going to be undersized against Clarinda if you just match us up on paper, but that's been the case every week, and it's been the case the last two or three years. So our guys, take that to heart, and they just want to perform.
Well, obviously, they're probably going to, stick a few guys up front there, try to stuff up the box, like you mentioned. I guess, what else do you see from them base-wise defensively that you'll have to try to attack?
Well, I think we're going to try to maybe get to the edge on the short side of the field. They seem to kind of overload the wide side, and I guess I would too against us. We tend to like to run toss that way. But, toss isn't a great play to the short side, but we think it is this week. So I think you'll see a little bit of us trying to, work that short side. They seem to leave a couple areas open there, so we're going to try to take advantage of that. But then you're going to see us probably put the ball in the air a few more times, and I think we can get some big plays out of that too.
Well, when you look at their offense, they've got a young quarterback that's doing an awful lot for them, it looks like, kind of both ways, in the pass and the run game a little bit. Obviously, you're not unfamiliar with seeing quarterbacks that want to do a little bit of both, but I guess what have you seen from his game?
Well, it's just really impressive. They moved their two-year starter to wide receiver in Michael Scholl, and he's done a great job out on the perimeter. They just throw the ball up to him, and he goes and gets it. So our back-end players are going to have their hands full, and we're not the tallest guys back there either. So we've really got to be physical and, get some bodies on bodies back there so they can't maybe jump over the top of us. We'll try and maybe even double cover him at times just because he's such a good athlete, and they like to throw to him. Running the football, the quarterback does the same thing. He's going to give it, he's going to pull it and run it himself. So they're going to bust a couple of big plays. We just have to limit those and keep those to a minimum.
Yeah, they've been a team here. It's been known through different coaching staffs, I guess, of kind of running a lot of that read option, a lot of that counteraction, quick hitting type stuff up at the front of the line of scrimmage. Is that something you still see from them?
Yeah, definitely. They're going to definitely run some of that jet sweep read, and the quarterback's going to give it sometimes. He's going to keep it sometimes and hit it quick right up the middle. Our defense is going to have to be on their toes again, but this is going to be a good test for them. This is where we want to be. We want to see where we're at and move forward.
Yeah, it's always fun, I guess, to see how things start to stack up. This is the time of year where you're, maybe a little bit more seasoned. You feel like the guys should probably have a good grasp on what they're doing out there, and you really start to see, the best foot forward that your team can put out there.
Definitely. This is a game we've talked to our kids about, not only competing and playing to their best, but for victory-wise, this could set us up to have a home game, playoff game. And this is pretty critical in that regards. I think the state came out and said they're not really looking at records, so to say. They're going to look at travel distance first with COVID. And, that just kind of looks like Clarinda, Shen, Red Oak, and us. So whoever has the best record is probably going to have a couple first-round playoff games at home. And this is a critical one if we want to do that.
Well, obviously, there's a lot of other things going on, you know, trying to make sure that everybody stays healthy. And we've started to see a few teams now around the area that have had some issues with positive cases coming up and not being able to play their weeks. I know you've already talked about your guys being locked in and really enjoying every week out there. And you've emphasized to them that, you know, every week could be your last week, or we might miss a game here or there. Has that, I guess, seeing that happen elsewhere, maybe crept into minds a little bit, but still kept that focus, you know, and that enthusiasm that we get to play each week?
Yeah, definitely. Our guys, you know, it's been fun to come to practice this year. You know, Coach Satoff, our D coordinator, and I were talking about that the other day of, boy, our guys really locked in for practice. It's just fun to come and watch them compete at practice. And, you know, I think in the back of everybody's minds, you know, Shenandoah last week didn't get to play their opponent. They went north and played Alta Aurelia. Des Moines Christian's been out now 2 weeks in our district. So we're scheduled to play them next week, and we'll worry about that next week. But it's definitely in the back of your mind, are you going to get a game, or do we have to start searching for somebody else? So that's the reality of things, and we just approach it. We're happy that we get a chance to play Friday night.
Well, unfortunately, another piece of the puzzle here this week is there was a lot of anticipation and hope that you get to play here at the new facilities here at the Trojan Bowl. That doesn't work out. You know, you're going to go down and play at what is a nice facility, pretty new one down in Glenwood here this week. Have the kids, I guess, kind of ignored that a little bit? Obviously, it probably affects them, but like you said, maybe it's more of that motivating factor that we need to try to make this happen later in the year.
Yeah, definitely. We've looked at it, and, you know, reality set in that, well, we probably weren't, with the rain, going to get a chance to play at home. But, you know, our kids have been on the road all year. I think they're just excited to be playing, and here we go again on the road. Sometimes when you go on the road, you don't have as much to worry about as far as, you know, you're at home and do I have all my stuff, or you're in that routine every week of, okay, this is what I do for road games, and we've done that now for 4 weeks. I think our kids, you know, somewhat like that a little bit. But, yeah, it's sure nice to play at home. We're looking forward to, hopefully we do get a couple home games. But, you know, we're going to Glenwood. They got a new facility. We appreciate them letting us use that. And it'll be nice to play on the turf.
Yeah, it should be a nice night for football, it sounds like. We'll get an opportunity to see you guys get out there and play on a nice new turf field and hopefully have some fun here against a strong district opponent. Coach, we appreciate you taking some time again to talk about your team.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thank you, KJN. We appreciate it.
All right, and we'll have that game for you coming up tonight here on KJN as well and on KJN TV. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview this week here on KJN.